suppository of all wisdom.
No, originally. Then I said yes.
It's not about Kishman Kev.
Get on the beers.
This is cold.
But I ain't spending any time on it.
Listening to those clips, it's clear politicians are a peculiar type of person.
With their names and faces recognised throughout the country, the members we elect for our representative democracy earn almost a celebrity-level status.
And just like your average celebrity, they have their diehard fans and haters.
Nah, you're an idiot, mate.
You are a disgrace!
We're never getting any votes there, anybody.
I'm only shaking your hand if you give more funding to our RFS.
But when you see them on TV and in the news all the time, it's easy to forget that beneath all the fame, there's a person there.
Well, to be fair to us regular folk, some of them do make it very hard to tell.
Exactly. Though it may not seem like it, they all are human, with motivations and emotions just like us.
Which begs the question, why? Why? Why would anyone want to become a politician?
Is it for the public or for themselves?
Is it the job that attracts such shameless personalities or creates them?
And most of all, can they be trusted?
Join me, Jono Wakeley.
And me, Lachlan Hodson.
As we try to uncover what goes on inside the mind of a politician.
One of the ways in which, I guess, political scientists have tried to explain this is in terms of elite recruitment, by which they mean that the pathways into politics, which once could have included any number of occupations, have become much narrower.
Political historian for ANU, Dr. Frank Bongiorno, spoke to us about the origin of the career politician, how it's evolved and how it's perceived.
Do we know why people are going into politics as an exclusive line of work?
The notion of the profession of politics is not a new one. I mean, there were complaints about politicians basically being in it for themselves, not really being interested in service, being more interested in pursuing a career or pursuing the pay and perks of office. For a number of years, again, those political scientists who measure trust have found a broad decline.
With trustworthiness at an all-time low in the polls, even among those researching the field, how can we find reliable intel on the inner workings of a politician's mind?
Ironically, by speaking to a politician.
And not just any politician, but this one.
I would immediately move to providing a rifle for every single boy and girl too if they want them.
Ladies and gentlemen, the unfiltered but honourable Bob Catter.
People are entitled to their sexual proclivities.
But I ain't spending any time on it because every 3 months a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
We chose to interview Mr. Catter because he remains one of the longest-standing members of federal parliament, representing Kennedy for the last 29 years.
Initially, we intended on calling Mr. Catter for about 15 minutes.
Instead, that interview lasted 1.5 hours.
Mr. Catter was more than willing to give us his time, and though it was hard to get answers from him directly, we did get this out of him. So why does anyone become a politician?
I think the reason that the vast bulk of people going to politics today is hubris. They wanted to do it because they thought it would make them important.
According to Catter, politics seem to be heavily attractive to those who crave recognition of their importance.
Do you know what it is? They need it to reassure themselves that they're an important person.
Which he believes affects the average politician's mind over time.
If someone doesn't call you sir, well, hold on a minute, mate, a bit of respect here, I'm an important person. Suddenly you've come to the conclusion, if you're treated this way, you must be an important person. And therein lies the corruption. You've crossed the line.
It was fascinating hearing this from him, though, as Mr. Catter seemed perfectly happy to also assert his importance to us.
I could say that I deserve to be famous. And I was negotiating to become a schoolionaire. I've always believed I was an important person.
After our chatter with Catter, it seems the job of politician changes who you are the longer you're in it.
And as Bob Catter put it, you need it, because it becomes an avenue for your own self-actualization.
Although, almost poetically, it appears that self-awareness is not part of the deal.
But I'm really scared of becoming an important person. I never want that to happen to me, and I'm very, very scared about it.
It seems that whether or not you join politics to serve the people, you stick around because the alternative is unemployment in the most brutal way possible.
Failing a popularity contest.
And honestly, the need for affirmation sounds pretty human after all.
And Dr. Bongiorno seems to agree.
One of the really interesting things about politics is finding out what its wellsprings are. You know, why do people stay there? You know, yes, it's a form of power, but Bob Catter doesn't exercise ministerial power. So why does he do it?
Do you know what it is? They need it.